USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is still on a roll. The core personal consumption expenditures price index jumped 5.2% in March from a year ago. It's the index the Federal Reserve keeps a close eye on when it looks at inflation. If food and energy prices are included, the PCE jumped by 6.6%. That's the biggest jump since January 1982. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion in taxpayer money in the latest package for Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is wasting little time preparing the bill.
We were ready with our Appropriations Committee to start writing as soon as we got the numbers from the Office of Management and Budget and the President's announcement made public, and we hope to, as soon as possible, pass that legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's unlikely the United States will ever reach true herd immunity from COVID-19. He says this is because it's different from other viruses.
We don't see measles in the United States because A, people are immune to it, and B, the virus doesn't change. We're not seeing that with SARS-CoV-2. We're seeing variants that emerge every few months.
Fauci says the goal now is to control COVID-19 such that people still get infected regularly, but it's not disrupting society, similar to the flu or common cold. Brides may be in for sticker shock over the skyrocketing cost of a summer wedding. Wedding planner Tracy French says brides are facing some tough choices. If they can't absorb the extra expense, it could mean cuts to the guest list. The wedding planning website Knot says about 2.5 million weddings are expected this year. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There were lots of fireworks on Capitol Hill during a briefing by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, Thursday called out Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a traitor to the United States.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason. They compare you to Benedict Arnold. You know, no parent with the last name Arnold names their kid Benedict. They wonder, what will the Mayorkas family do down the road?
Mr. Buck tells Newsmax his constituents are alarmed at the rate the Biden administration is allowing illegal immigrants into the country.
You let millions of people in, you have an amnesty program, and you completely bypass the legal system that we have for immigration. It is unbelievable that he would combine those two things.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Health experts are praising the FDA's plan to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes. Jennifer Kofer heads the End Tobacco Program at MD Anderson Cancer Center. She says the minty taste of menthols masks the harshness of tobacco, and that makes it easier for kids to pick up the habit. The proposed ban has been in the works for more than a decade. The next step is a public comment period, which runs through July 5th. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.